Welcome everyone to this interview where I'm very pleased to be talking with Dawson Church, and we're exploring EFT, otherwise known as tapping, for working with trauma. And we'll talk about how EFT can have a really powerful impact on processing and releasing the stored emotion from traumatic experiences. And also Dawson will talk a little bit about some of his work working with over 20,000 veterans over the years. To give you a little bit of Dawson's background, Dawson Church, PhD, is an award-winning science writer with three best-selling books to his credit. Dawson has conducted dozens of clinical trials and founded the National Institute for Integrative Healthcare to promote groundbreaking new treatments. Its largest program, the Veterans Stress Project, has offered free treatment to over 20,000 veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder over the past decade. Dawson shares how to apply these health and performance breakthroughs through EFT Universe, one of the largest alternative medicine sites on the web. So firstly, Dawson, welcome. I'm really happy to have some time together.
Alex, it's always been a pleasure in the past. It's going to be great today.
Fantastic. Well, I feel like it's an obvious starting point, but I think it's an important starting point. From the perspective of EFT, but also specifically your body of work within that world, how do you see trauma? Trauma is a word that's used in lots of different ways, and I'm curious as to what your lens is.
I'm so glad there's so much awareness of trauma now, and we hear the word trauma thrown about a lot, and it's just coming to the public awareness in a whole new way. And trauma is basically an overwhelming event. We try and cope and we can't. And one of my favorite examples comes from a live workshop I did a while back. And one of the men there had this narrative frame way of seeing life. His worldview was, you can't trust other people. You can't trust anybody. And he had plenty of proof of that. Like, he'd been involved in a business and his partner had absconded with the money. He'd been married and that he'd got divorced. He'd lost custody of his kids and his house. So he had examples from his relationships, from his business life, that you can't trust anybody. And as we dug down into the origins of that, first of all, we looked for the trauma in his body. And almost always, trauma is not up here. In fact, the psychiatrist who studied what was then called shell shock after World War I for the US government called it a physioneurosis. He called it a physical neurosis, not a mental one. He never said it was a mental health issue. He said it was a physical change in the body. As people usually feel something. So I guided this man into feeling something. And he said, I feel like there's a bowling ball lodged in my intestines. And so we worked on that. And that took him back to an early life event when he was 6 years old. And he was playing in the ocean with his brother, older brother, who was nine. And they were on holiday with his parents at the seashore. He was having a great time. Then his brother grabbed him and dunked his head underwater. And he was startled. His brother let him up. Then a few moments later, his brother dunked his head and held him under the water. And the six-year-old began to thrash around and try and escape. And then he took in a big mouthful of water when he tried to cry for help. And so he began to pass out. He was completely terrified. Eventually, his brother led him up, and he was coughing and spluttering, and then went took care of himself by sitting on the beach and making sandcastles. So here you have this shattering event. And now this man has had a series of adult events which echo this worldview he picked up at the age of 4, 5, 6, being bullied by his brother. You can't trust anybody. So he tried to cope. The six-year-old did his best. He struggled. He tried to get away. He couldn't do it. He was overpowered by his brother. And so when we're trapped, when we can't escape, we try and do our best as 3, 4, 5, 7-year-olds. But if we're being molested, if we're being hurt, if we're being injured, if we're being neglected, we can't. And that stuck response in the body produces what Wilhelm Reich in the 1920s called body armor. It produces various kinds of physical issues. And the adverse childhood experiences study shows that if untreated, 50 years later, the incidence of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, hepatitis, and all these adult diseases is much higher. So that trauma begins early. Usually, it's usually physical rather than mental. It's usually accompanied by those feelings of trying to escape, not being able to, violation of your expectations of safety and security in your family. And then it has this sequel of events, health events in the body 50 years later.
I really appreciate the point around how those childhood events get locked away. And then it's what you're saying is we normalize, right? And then we often the suffering is the coping strategies or the ways that we try to manage that. Feels like a good segue into what is EFT? And then let's then explore the relationship between EFT and working with trauma.
Yeah, so in EFT, we have a concept called the trauma capsule. And what happens to the six-year-old or the three-year-old or the nine-year-old is they can't process this in any kind of adult way. They don't have the neural wiring. They don't have the ability to leave and get out of the situation. So what they do is they wrap this up in a dissociative capsule. We call it a trauma capsule in EFT. And that trauma capsule is a way of insulating yourself from the event so you can keep on functioning in your crazy family with your brother who's bullying you or your father who's insensitive or your mother who's an alcoholic or whatever the issues are. And so people wind up with all these trauma capsules. And so what we do in EFT is we help people identify those and release them. And EFT has a number of elements to it. One of them is exposure. We help people find these, and exposure simply means remembering the bad stuff. Also with EFT, we put things in a cognitive frame. And that means that we take the photograph, brother on the seashore, and we put it in a neutral frame. So it's no longer placed in that frame of despair, of abandonment, of damage and injury. It's simply placed in a neutral frame. And very importantly, it is not placed in a positive frame. It's placed in a neutral frame. While we're doing this, we're using acupressure, not acupuncture with acupuncture needles. We use the same points as acupuncture, but we tap on those points. And what happens in the brain in that process is really interesting. When we remember the insults, we remember the events inside the trauma capsule, then our midbrain, our emotional system, our limbic system gets highly activated. And if you look at an EEG, you'll see that center of the brain, the limbic system, the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, the amygdala, that whole part of the brain just glows bright red, indicating intense activation on an EEG when you remember a traumatic event, especially from your childhood. What we see very rapidly as we tap is regulation. And what's going on in the brain is we're pairing that memory, that traumatic memory, we're recalling that memory, but we're now pairing it with a stimulus of safety and also of energy shift. So the energy in our brains, the way our brains process information changes. And we now learn by tapping, our learning part of the brain realizes that that insult, that event as a child is no longer a cue to go into fight or flight. Every time before that, I think about my brother. I start breathing shallowly. My heart starts pounding. I may have a panic attack. Now I think about my brother. And after I've tapped on these acupuncture points, it's just remarkable to see on the screen of an EEG machine, you see that limbic system, that emotional brain calming down. And once the brain breaks the association between the memory and going into fight or flight one time, it stays broken. So we've done several randomized controlled trials with veterans of various wars, often their long ago wars like the Korean War, the Vietnam War, also the more recent wars like Afghanistan and Iraq. And we find that 9 out of 10 of those veterans comes into those randomized controlled trials with high levels of PTSD and leaves with all those symptoms gone. The flashbacks go away, the nightmares go away, the hypervigilance goes away. It's effective in 90% of those cases. And when we look at their progress over time, in 3 months, 6 months, and a year, the symptoms do not come back. Once they have released that trauma with EFT, it stays released. So that's what EFT does. You tap on these points while remembering the bad stuff, exposure, that neutral cognitive frame, I'm safe now, I'm breathing, whatever the words are you might use. And that breaks the association between the event, fight or flight. And once it's broken, it stays broken.
One of the things that I think often people find difficult in with trauma is that the way that their system has learned to store and to hold on to those things feels like something that's a dysfunction or something that's broken. And what I'm hearing in what you say is that there's a wisdom in that.
Absolutely.
But also there's an impulse towards healing that's almost looking for a way to be invited.
It's adaptive to have a trauma capsule. When you're a child, that's your best way of coping. So dissociation, wrapping that event in that trauma capsule and dissociating, that is perfectly normal and adaptive for a child. It makes complete sense. If you're still doing it at the age of 40, Alex, you're missing out on life, because what we're meant to do is as adults. So what we do as adults typically is we marry somebody, we get into a relationship, we get a job, and then those trauma capsules start getting poked. And so now I'm married, and so I'm with somebody, and now those trauma capsules are getting stirred up again. And the adult journey, the developmental journey of adulthood, becoming a functional person, is to recognize that, go to EFT, get therapy, pull out those trauma capsules, tap on them, do therapy on them, work on them, and then you heal them, and then you no longer are carrying those burdens through life, and then that result of disease later on doesn't appear. So that's what's meant to happen. And all of these, like your wife or your husband annoys you, they say these things to you, or your child annoys you, or your parents do things that trigger you, those are just, as an adult, your trauma capsule is getting poked and reactivated. And if you then approach that as a growth opportunity, if rather than saying it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my child, it's my team member, it's the government, it's the corporations, there are all these ways of displacing and projecting those inner wounds. If you say they are my wounds, they are not the responsibility of someone else to heal, and they're not being caused by any of those outside forces, they're being caused by me and my old patterns, you then heal them. And I just can't tell you how liberating it is. Like, I watched one woman who'd been abused from an early age, and she grew up in a cult, and then she came out as gay when she was 15 years old, and they shunned her. She was ejected from the cult and just had a really traumatic life. And in one session of EFT, as we tapped, all those layers fell away. And then at the end of that, she was strong, she was resourceful, she'd come into her power. Another girl I worked with in France just stood up after I'd done some tapping with early childhood abuse with her, and she stood up and said, I am strong. She stood in front of a whole room. She stood up there with this absolutely firm physical stance and said, I am strong. I survived all the things my mother did to me. So it's just amazing to watch people recover like this. And then they get their lives back. And then they move on to those adult levels of development that they can reclaim once they have let go of those early life events.
One of the things that I also think is very powerful within EFT, obviously that there's the trauma processing piece that you're speaking to, but there's also often a shift in the relationship that one has with their trauma or with their stored emotions, and also with their body. And I'd love to you to talk a little bit about why that change in relationship with themselves is also important.
I was amazed. I was doing a book long before I knew about EFT. I was doing a book in the 1980s on cancer survivors. And so many of cancer survivors said things like, cancer was the best thing that happened to me. And I was shocked when they said that. I thought, this is a terrible disease. How can this be a good thing? But they used it for growth. And research shows that about a third of people who get traumatized are sucked into PTSD and they develop long-term symptoms. But two-thirds of those who are traumatized, they go through all the same traumas. They use that trauma as a springboard for growth. And there's far too little attention paid to the phenomenon of post-traumatic growth. But the data shows that two-thirds of people go through post-traumatic growth. And then they actually use that as a springboard, that dark experience as a springboard to well-being. And you mentioned the body, and that has a huge amount to do with the body. It has to do with well-being as a body. It has to do with accepting your body, feeling comfortable in your skin, feeling as though you have a right to be here. And the common thing to all of these really wonderful, effective new therapies, like EMDR, like EFT, like somatic experiencing, like yoga therapy, is they are physiological. They're body-based. And so that person who's remembering that bad stuff from their childhood is not dissociating their breathing, their tapping, their moving, their processing, and they're staying in their body while they process the trauma. And that's the opposite of dissociation. When you dissociate, you're leaving your body. You're the rape victim who's just going off somewhere else because it's not safe to be in your body. You're the war veteran who, during that firefight, it's definitely not safe. During the riot, it's not safe to be in your body. You dissociate, you go somewhere else. And then as we heal trauma, we learn to stay in our bodies while we process. And then we regain this sense of being embodied. We get our bodies back and we get ourselves back. And then all of those impediments to living and expressing our full potential are dissipated. And it doesn't take a long time either. There are several sets of practice guidelines we've developed with hospitals on how long a course of EFT you need. And the answer averages out at 10 sessions. To heal complex PTSD and simple PTSD, usually about 3 sessions. Complex PTSD might take 6, 9, 10 sessions, or sometimes more. But PTSD is a really solvable problem. And there's no reason why people need to carry on being traumatized their whole lives. Because when you are able to use one of these therapies, in 10-hour-long sessions, you're free of most of the symptoms. You're in your body again. And then when you're triggered in the current life by that parent, by that spouse, by that child, by that teammate, by the news, you're just not leaving your body anymore. You're just not disturbed by it anymore. You have equanimity and you have a sense of who you are that no one can take away from you. So it's powerful to make the shift.
And in making that shift, one of the things, Dawson, that comes to my mind is the importance of building the safety to be able to go to those places, but also to change one's relationship in that way. And I'm curious as to how important that safety is in from your perspective, and also what helps people cultivate and build that, particularly when that's something that may have been absent historically, which is part of the reason why they have the trauma.
Yeah, in fact, that little boy, think of the 6-year-old, he wasn't safe with his brother. In fact, he recovered a memory fragment after we worked with him, and the memory fragment that he'd totally forgotten, it was so buried in dissociation, deep into a trauma capsule within a trauma capsule, was that he, after his brother released him, he ran coughing and spluttering to his parents who were nearby, and his mother said, "Don't provoke your brother." So he got blamed and shamed for his brother's behavior. And so now he has nobody. His expectations have been violated by his brother. His expectations have been violated by his parents as well, who he expected would help him. So people often have these very, very deep sense of being unsafe in the world, which again, they'll carry forward in their psyche and their worldview. They'll pick that person who's going to leave them. They'll pick that business partner who's going to betray them. They reenact these scripts for a long time. So what we do with people is we like to see them establish that sense of safety in a small way first. I did one study many years ago, a pilot study, and we had a group of veterans in a room, a hotel ballroom for a 3-day period. We had them and we had family members there with them. And one of them was a Vietnam veteran called Bob Culver. And I can use his name because he's given us permission to use his story. And on the website, we have a veterans project, which has treated over 20,000 veterans free of charge, called the Veterans Stress Solution. And so you go to the Stress Solution website, you'll see stories of people like Bob. And Bob began that first day of the 3 days, and he said, "I'm willing to work on a few issues that are in front of my wall, but I've got this wall here. And behind the wall are the memories that I'll never think about. I'm not ever going to go there again." So we got Bob tapping, doing EFT on some of the memories in front of the wall. Now that gave him a sense of safety. Now he knows, oh, I've dealt with my craving for cigarettes. And a lot of the veterans there smoked when they walked in the door on the Friday morning, and they did not smoke when they left on Monday morning. Many of them quit smoking. A lot of them moderated their alcohol or even quit. And just a remarkable series of shifts that happened in those veterans in the course of those 3 days. we tapped with them a lot. But Bob had these memories behind the wall, which he would not deal with. And he told us right up front, I'm not going there. They're too terrifying. So we gave him that sense of security with baby steps. Let's tap on the cigarette craving. Let's tap on your annoyance with your brother. Let's tap on your some of your recent medical diagnoses. We got him using EFT for simple things like that. And his scores, his numbers, his degree of triggering, emotional triggering, went way, way, way down. Now Bob is getting confident. He's saying, gee, I have this tool. I know if I tap, I can work on something. And very, very quickly, that degree of arousal, emotional arousal, is going to go away. I'm no longer going to be scared. So he began going into some of the memories behind the wall. And they were pretty terrifying. One of them was he was in a field hospital, and there was a mortar attack on the field hospital in Vietnam. And many people were killed. And some of his buddies in his unit were actually blown to pieces in the mortar attack. So here he has, you know, dismembered limbs and all these blood, all these horrible things in his mind. And by day three, he's just talking about those memories behind the wall, because he got that sense of safety from working on the memories in front of the wall. So typically with veterans, we're going to work on things that are fairly innocuous, give them the confidence, help them feel safety, and then it becomes safe to go behind the wall and deal with even deep trauma. With any EFT training, we also have methods for dealing with things like prenatal and preverbal trauma, which with normal therapy are almost impossible to treat. So absolutely, give people that sense of safety. Eventually they can go and really clear their past.
What I'm hearing in what you're saying there, Dawson, is that it's not just take the biggest issue and dive in on it. It's building. because I think sometimes what can happen is people can, because as you know, one of the beauties, also one of the potential dangers of EFT is how simple it can be, right? So someone goes, right, well, I've got this tool, right, I've got this big trauma, I'm going to work with it. So I really appreciate that importance of growing that safety and growing that confidence.
And work with a practitioner if you're traumatized. We say, if you had a PTSD diagnosis, if you're traumatized, don't try and figure this out by yourself. Get a professional, go to some sessions. Like, EFT is free to veterans in the Veterans Administration in the US. Several NHS trusts in the UK teach EFT for stress management. So you can get professional EFT often free in hospital systems. And if you want to pay for it privately, there are plenty that we have thousands of therapists who will do it with you. So we also have an app called Stress Solution, and there you can work with a therapist one-on-one in real time when you are most triggered. So there are tons of ways of getting EFT. And if you're traumatized, by all means, work on the paper cut. Work on your annoyance with the long line at the grocery store. Work on your annoyance with at the inconvenience of life. But if you're dealing with trauma, any long-term persistent issue, you'll make much faster progress with a trained clinical EFT practitioner.
Should we come to some pieces people can play with? Obviously, in the time we've got in the interview, we can't kind of go into the whole EFT process. But as you mentioned, I think people will be aware, it's easy to find it in lots of different places. We'll come to some of your resources at the end. But what are some pieces that people can begin to play with just to have some sense of working experientially?
Well, I mentioned earlier that all these effective new therapies have in common that they're somatic. They keep you in the body. And if you want to just experience this yourself, here's one simple way of testing it. So right now, think about a minor annoyance from the last 2 weeks. Again, just something small. It could have been being stuck in traffic. It could have been having to wait a long time for the tube. It could be having somebody at work be late with an assignment. It could be having pressure in some task you're doing. It can be family related. It can be holiday related. Just think about something that's a manageable issue from the last couple of weeks. And I want you to do this because I do not want you to go back and think about childhood trauma. So initially, getting your feet wet, just think about something that is moderate and handleable in a brief few minutes. And usually we score these things from 0 to 10. 0 is no emotion. 10 is maximum emotion. So pick something that's a 5 or less. Don't pick something that's an 8 or a 9. It's likely to lead you into earlier life traumas. So pick something moderate from the last 2 weeks, and I want you to give it that score. What is your degree of triggering? So, Alex, I'm going to ask you about yours, and don't tell me what it is. I don't need to know what it is, because the beauty of this is we work sometimes with people who don't share with us what they're working on. They only do it in their own minds, and it works just as well. So think about something, and Alex, give it a name and a number. So a name, just any kind of name that's meaningful to you, and a score from 0 to 10.
I can tell you the memory if you want to know what it is, but I can also not tell you. So the name would be Ia, and the score would probably be a 5.
Okay, Ia, and score is a 5. So as you're listening to Alex and I, write down the name of your event and write down your score. And it's important to do that because people's scores drop so quickly, usually with somatic therapies. They can't believe they once were so bothered by things 5 minutes before. So you've got your score, you've got your event. Also, if you have any body sensations, go in and tune into those. Is it in your throat, your forehead, back of your neck, tension somewhere, gut, belly? So tune into your body and see where it is. And then just very simply, experience somatic safety by crossing your hands over your heart. So one hand over the other, crossed over your heart. Keep your eyes open. So eyes open, and now relax your tongue on the floor of your mouth. So your tongue is usually rigid and near the roof of your mouth. Deliberately relax your tongue. Think about the name of the event. Think about those physical sensations. Keep your tongue relaxed. And feel your breath. And imagine your breath going in and out through your heart area. So you're breathing in and out through your heart. Your hands are over your heart. Your tongue is relaxed on the floor of your mouth. And think about the event now. Really focus on the event. The sights, the sounds, any taste, touch, smell that accompanies the event. Really focus on the event. And the fact that you're breathing and keeping your tongue relaxed. And now, while staying focused on the event, tap gently with the fingertips closest to your skin on your heart area, breathing through your heart. Noticing your breath through your heart, in and out. Keeping your eyes open, keeping your tongue relaxed. And really focus intently on that event. All the sensory parts of the event, what you smelled, tasted, touched, saw, heard. Intense focus on all the details of the event while keeping your tongue relaxed, while breathing through your heart. And now switch hands. Tap with the other hand. Breathing through your heart. Relaxing your tongue. Breathing deeply, slowly through your heart. Then just tap a few other points. Tap over here where your eyebrows meet the bridge of your nose, focusing on the event. Tap on the side of your eyes. Keeping your eyes open. Tap under your eyes. Focusing on the event, the most troubling details of the event. Tap onto your nose. Tap onto your lower lip. Tap on both sides onto your collarbones, near your breastbone. Notice your breathing, relax your tongue, focus on the issue, the event. Notice you're safe right now. Notice you've survived the event. Keep your eyes open. Stay in the here and now. Tap on the side of your hand. Slow breaths through your heart. And tap on the back of your hand between these two bones that anchor your last two fingers. Tap again on the side of your hand. Take another breath and relax your hand. Stop tapping. Think about the event again and get a new number around it. What's your new number around the event? So, Alex, what's yours around Ia?
I think mine has gone down to a one or a two.
One or a two, yeah. That's pretty typical. We spent about 2 minutes tapping and breathing and anchor ourselves in our bodies, and we released a lot of the somatic charge that we're feeling around the event. And when we work with veterans, even if they have 100 events, we'll have them with us in a Zoom room or in an office. We'll just work through those events one after the other. And often these are highly traumatic events. After a few sessions, though, they've tapped and they're all down to a low number, and all those PTSD symptoms go away. Their health really improves. And so that's the promise of these new therapies.
And what if someone had a different experience to that? So what if perhaps someone's score went up a little bit, or they found that other kind of aspects or pieces started to open up?
Usually on a recent event, it's going to go down, but sometimes it'll go up, sometimes it'll go way up, because they're getting in touch with other events in their lives, especially traumatic events in their childhood. So what we'll do is we'll just stay with them through the process. Their emotions may get really big. On occasion, they'll get flooded. They'll get totally emotionally flooded. And we have techniques we learn in clinical EFT for handling flooding. And again, that flooding doesn't usually last more than a few minutes. I was teaching a class this past weekend, and one of the people who was so flooded, we had to take her out of the class and set her up with a therapist and work privately for a while. And the woman who was flooded said, was reporting back to the class afterwards and said, "Oh, I was so flooded for an hour." And the therapist said, yeah, it felt like a long time, didn't it? And then the woman said, well, how long was it? The therapist says, it was about 5 minutes. It felt like, when we're in the middle of panic attack, when we're in the middle of trauma, it feels like it's lasting a long time. Actually, the emotions arise and the emotions subside in a few minutes. If you're tapping, they subside quickly. And usually when you go test the event later on, like if you think about Ia this afternoon, tomorrow, next weekend, Alex, you're probably still going to be a one or a two, and you may even be a zero.
And I think also what strikes me about what we just did is that I can share that the context. I've had an ear infection the last couple of days, and my mother-in-law was staying last night, and it was her birthday, and everything that she did was irritating. She was quite loud and enthusiastic, riling the kids up, and so what's interesting is that the event, of course, isn't different. And it's like there are things about it that I can go, it could have been handled differently. But I think, which of course is often the experience at EFT, but the charge I feel about it, which had settled a bit from last night anyway, but it's just like, well, it's just one of those things, yeah.
It's amazing. It's beautiful too, to watch a veteran. Like I worked with one guy who, I was in a TV studio with him, and they were filming us doing an EFT session. And then one of the film crew was opening a plastic water bottle like I have in my hand right now and did this. And that veteran was ready to dive under the table because he's so triggered that sounds like gunfire to him. And so after we tapped them for a while, again, this is on the Stress Solution, Veteran Stress Solution website, he was totally calm, and somebody could walk into the room and do this, and he just had no reaction at all. He was down to a zero. So it's amazing. Even though he'd been that way since Iraq 15 years before, now is calm when confronted with the same stimulus. So a lot of things used to bother you just don't anymore. And you have a way, way easier life. So the people used to bother you and the work events or the deadlines used to bother you and, boneheaded things that you did, other people did, or other people are doing in public, all of those things. I mean, you definitely feel some sort of impact from them. You like, you know, when you're watching refugees, when you're watching people who are suffering, you definitely feel those feelings. You don't become an automaton. You still feel those feelings, but you breathe, you're able to handle them, and you're no longer resistant and rigid. So your whole life becomes dramatically easier. And then research shows over time, this produces remarkable results on gene expression. In one study, we found that in 1 hour of EFT, 72 genes were upregulated, including genes that control for breast cancer, prostate cancer, throat cancer, bowel cancer, genes that help your learning and memory parts of the brain have really good insulation around neurons so that the signals will flow there more effectively. Cell repair genes were upregulated. Cell metabolism genes were upregulated. All kinds of genes, 72 genes by 1 hour of EFT. So it is powerful to use these techniques, because you do that every day. Now you're tapping a few minutes every day. Now you're tapping regularly in your life. You're letting go of stress, and suddenly your whole life becomes better. And then research shows that people who are releasing their stress live much longer lives and have much longer health spans as well. So you may think that these little insults and whether you solve those problems or not is a very small thing, but cumulatively over years and decades, it's a big thing.
Fantastic. Dawson, I'm mindful we're nearly out of time. People that want to find out more about you and your work, what's the best place to go and what's some of what they can find?
What I really want to ask you to do is I want you to go to the website Dawson, my name, gift.com. And there are two things you'll get there free. One is the EFT mini manual, and you can just do it for yourself right away using that manual. Go to the very last page, EFT on a page, and use that first. And then also you'll find a meditation there called Eco Meditation. And in clinical trials, we've shown that Eco Meditation produces a boost, a large jump in your immunity, and also produces a reduction in cortisol, your main stress hormone. So you'll find a free Eco Meditation that's targeting immunity on that Dawson Gift site. Also download our app, Stress Solution, because you can actually work one-on-one live with a practitioner there. And so you can get to that through Dawson Gift or just download the app. So those are two starter ways of doing it. There's a lot more you can do. You can get trained in clinical EFT. You can work with a practitioner. We have lots of books. I have several best-selling science books, but at least reduce your stress with the EFT mini manual at DawsonGift.com and the free Eco Meditation. And just those two things, you'll feel a shift in your body. You'll want to do more.
Fantastic, Dawson. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure, Alex. And this is a real gift you're giving our community. So I appreciate you so much for offering them all of these ideas and these practical strategies. Thanks again.
Thank you.